So a little bit about myself. Thank you, Jennifer and Carolyn, for coming on. My name is Hui An Nguyen. I am a founder of Polari for Harmony. And I've been in the energy healing modality, I guess, for the past 20 years. But especially the last 10 years, I have become more of an expert in energy realignment and in the area of chronic reverse polarity, which back in 2005, I had to look quite a bit and I couldn't find much talked on it. But I discovered it was in an Indigo book, Indigo Children, by a guy named Keith Smith. He's actually an herbologist, so he treats people with this condition with that. Myself, I have pretty much all my life, I've been very energetic, pretty much, if you look at me, very fit, and I can have the strength of these guys. But after an accident in 2005, going through a major relationship, running a business, working as a nurse, having two young child. So a lot of stuff that was thrown at me, and I guess I didn't know how to juggle. But the accident was really woken me up. I almost cheated death. I think my car was total. It was okay, my body. I was just perfectly, if you look at me, I didn't have much of a physical evidence of it. However, it left my body in a very painful state, and it was becoming chronic. It was frustrating. I'm a healer. I'm a Reiki practitioner. I'm a wellness consultant. I have all the tools and the equipment, you name it, that could really help me with pain and wretchedness as well. So long story short, many months, I spent many therapies I could think of because I'm in that area. You know, I would try anything that will say, oh, you know, it will help you with your pain. I did, even almost something like electrocution type, electric shock, microfascial release, just like gentle sort of electrical thing. That I would try anything crazy to it, but nothing seemed to work. It didn't seem to last at all, and it was very frustrating. Long story short, someone identified that I have a condition called reverse energy or chronic reverse polarity. I had something I could grasp because I can research on it now, because up to then nothing was helping me. Utilizing some kinesiology technique, it took me several months later to really unlock the key to getting my energy corrected. So what that means is our body is like a battery. Polarity is just dealing with electrical circuits. As you know, we can wire the entire state with our electrical circuit. So it deal with the, we're like a mini earth. Earth is have a positive and a negative charge, like a battery or a magnet. So when you're under such stress, or sometimes it could be inherited, your energy go backwards. So think of a magnet when it's been so crushed and stuff, it doesn't attract. And same as a battery. When you put it in, and it charges a different way upside down in the circuit, it doesn't charge. It doesn't matter how much voltage you have. Our human body is exactly the same way. You can do all sort of things when your body is in this state. It doesn't seem to help at all because it doesn't seem to recognize. So that's what happened. And it's like duality. It's black and white. There's positive and negative thinking. So most cases will have chronic reverse polarity, have pain lasting more than 6 months. Typically, a lot of cancer patients will have it, autoimmune disorders. I learned kids that have ADHD, autism, and they even put it through some of the cause, even the toxic in the environment that caused our body to switch. But overall, it's really stress, major stress-induced that will cause it. This is rarely recognized in the medical or the healing community even. It's very important to recognize and know it because as you are working with clients and when your energy is backwards, they are not responding as well, or when a client energy is backward, they don't tend to comply very well at all, or it just, it kind of reads differently whenever information you go through. So long story short, After a year of self-searching, I did find my shaman in Australia, and I was pretty much down to my knee. It took me a while to get out of it because I was so depressed. I was pregnant accidentally with my third child while my marriage was falling apart, and I just didn't know what to do. And all he could advise me was, "It's all my fault." I cried a lot, and then I kind of got the awakening of why fault. So I start rearranging my life around and start total radical lifestyle change. So that's even moving away. So long story short, the law of attraction, as I made that decision, that intention, within 3 weeks, the message came to my husband. He told me as soon as I came back from my visit to Australia, I came back to America, we are moving. So I was 7 months pregnant, and I said, okay. So anyway, never looked back. I have been pain-free, I guess, remission from fibromyalgia issues for the last 8 years now. I have been using just using this treatment the way I've been using, combining a lot of different modalities, and that's helping people. Originally, they came to treat my pain, and people were coming to me with relationship issues. People were coming to me with, accidentally, fertility issues that doctors have given up. But as you are helping them with the other symptoms, their body realigns for some reason, yep, no problem getting pregnant. So a lot of wonderful story. I love to share wonderful last couple testimonials here. I have a client that I've been working with, and her energy was just totally out of whack. She was very stressful. She just lost a job. She was trying to write a book. She's trying to find a job. At the same time, she was just like a mess. So long story short, I've been working with her for the last few months, and she got her book up and running. This is the first time ever publishing a book. You can look that book up called The Interview by Anna Swan. And last night it was 3,907 out of 11 million books. That's where it's ranking right now, and it's ranking second in the Amazon world. So this is total self-publishing ebook. People, I guess, when they start working with me, things start working, and I help them clear emotion that's a trap. We're just releasing as we release the baggage, you become more attracting. So you can call this attracting energy, because everything's got to do with attraction when it's not repelled. So when you are in line with your purpose, when you're in line with everything else, everything will flow. And I'm gonna, message me, and I would love to, actually, I have your, I'll look up your messenger. I'd love to send you these pictures of the hand diagnosis that was taught to me. Some stuff that was taught to me by angels, you can call them. They come and they go. You never see them again. So one of the particular one is this hand diagnosis that I diagnose people with it. I take a photo beforehand. Now we have the technology, and after the session, I take a photo again, and the line does move. So I do believe in palm reading, even though I have no idea what that is all about. But the line is actually line up. So I call tune up your energy for success frequency, because I'm raising their vibration, I'm raising their frequency. So some other story would be a lot, pain is very common as I'm working with people, and that is magically relieved. And by all means, I don't say I'm a doctor because I can't cure anything. So coincident that things happen. And I would, yeah, so I have someone coming on. So would you like to announce yourself? Hi.
Hi, I'm Shay.
Hi, Shay. Thank you for coming on. So we have three of you on today, and yeah, so Before I go on, do you guys have any questions? I'm going to pick one of you guys. We're going to do some release. If you open up to that, are you open for the experience?
Sure.
Sure. Okay. Good. So I will have some time at the end to answer some questions. But I'm going to pick out Shay. I've talked with Shay. And Shay have fibromyalgia. I'm just going to release a couple emotions that come up for Shay. There we have like tons of emotions, but thanks to one of the doctor, he was able to put together, like Dr. Bradley Nelson, like 60 emotions, so then we can kind of like identify them. But prior to actually getting certified this last couple of years, prior to that, 8 years ago, I was doing a lot of emotional release for a lot of people through different techniques that I use through forgiveness meditation, through a lot of different meditation that kind of came through for me as I work with people. So sometimes that people seen Guangam, which is like the Chinese Kuan Yin, work through me. I personally don't see her. I don't see anything, but some of the healers that able to see and feel that, is very common reporting back to me. So it just, we can't really question anything anymore because anything is possible. Because my case is possible. If I can turn my marriage around, get my life together, my body's pain-free, and I can be like a teenager. So today is a very good day. So I think last week when I came on, my body was beaten up because I did that challenge call. I forgot what that challenge, wipe out, something of similar. I did like an hour of that, and ouch, it hurt. So it kind of remind me how hurt I was every day. That it was, it's nice that I know it's gonna hurt for 2 days, not like everything. I'm gonna pick up on Shay. And Shay, can you remind me how old you are?
I'm 37.
37.
Yes.
Okay. So your energy is out, I can see. So the classic way I can teach people over the phone. So if Shay, if you put your phone down, put on speaker, and listen to my instructions, I know because I'm able to connect. Doesn't matter where you are in the world, and I know when your energy is out. So, but I just want you to experience what I do, so then you can have the pre and post experience of what I feel like. So energetically, where are you at now? Let's see. Energy-wise, 10 is like a teenager. You can jump and joy, and zero, I'm sitting at 5 with you here. How are you feeling?
With my energy right now?
Yeah.
My energy is, I think, around 3.
Okay, I thought I picked up 3 too, and then I said, okay, I'll go for 5. But yeah, that's why I picked up pretty low. So when you stand up, you can stand up. This is just a kinesiology technique you can test, and so this is one of the easiest way that I can walk people through when they're over the phone. Even though I know their energy is out, but I just wanted to give them the experience to know what it looked like. So if you could say, my name is Shay, is that how you go? Like maybe one, three times. My name is Shay, my name is Shay, and I want you to observe your body and tell me which way it's weighing.
My name is Shay. My name is Shay. My name is Shay.
So where are you feeling your body?
On my, at the back of my neck and on my shoulder.
Okay, so the pain is shoulder, neck. So where is your body moving though? Can you feel it moving backward, forward, sideways, left or right?
I can feel it moving to the left.
Okay, to the left. Okay, good. Okay, so that's going to the left. So, okay, so we know, establish where you are. So I'm gonna do a quick alignment on my own here for a minute. So just take a, you know, just take a 5 deep breaths right now. Just take 5 deep breaths, and you both Carolyn and Jennifer, do the same. Take a few deep breaths into your abdominal. And do that like 5 breaths for me while we, both of you, please, just take a few deep breaths. Just do the abdomen. Okay. So I'm going to just clear a couple of emotions around that, why your energy is backwards. So do I have a good connection with you? Yeah, I do. So what I'm doing a proxy, so I'm able to connect to another person using my own body just to work on them. So humans are amazing about that. So we can put away our own for a little while so we can help somebody else with our stuff. And, you know, when kids have allergies and parents often see the proxy for them. So let me see why your energy is reversal. Okay, Shay, I have the first emotion that came up was frustration. You are now 37. Is this happened in the last 5 years? Yeah, 37. Five. Okay, 35. Can you recall an event of feeling frustration?
Most of the time I'm frustrated because in spite of I went to school, you know, like I have my bachelor's, I went to different school to learn something else, but until now I still couldn't find a decent job. So I'm really with that.
Okay, so while I'm going to use your proxy, I'm just going to clear these emotions. So what I'm doing, I'm just using, we have these energy centers in our body, so I'm just clearing that. So just take a few deep breaths again for me, and I'm just going to clear frustration for you. Okay, looks like we did something. Okay, yeah, so do this little experiment again. So stand up now and say, my name is Shay. Say that 3 times and just observe your body right now.
My name is Shay. My name is Shay. My name is Shay.
So where is your body playing now?
Are you asking me, like, which way is it moving towards?
Yes. Which way is it moving?
It feels like it's going towards the front.
Front?
Yes.
Good. Because before it was on the left, yeah?
Yes.
Good. Front is good. Now say, what is your favorite food?
My favorite food?
Yeah.
I like sushi.
Okay, say, my name is Shay. I love sushi. Say that 3 times.
My name is Shay. I love sushi. My name is Shay. I love sushi. My name is Shay. I love
sushi. Okay, so where are you moving? Your body's playing. Did I lose you?
Going to the front, but it's going left and right.
Okay, going to the front and going through left and right. So pretty much when it's moving forward, yeah, that means it's on a positive thing. So for you, probably another, okay. Okay, so we have two more sessions that we can just sort of lift that up a bit for you there. but it is moving forward. So that's a good thing. So, yeah, so take a deep breath into that shoulder and neck area that before. How is that feeling?
I can feel that it's going to around my neck and shoulder, going to my legs, downward.
Okay. So it's moving downwards. Okay. Okay. So let me do one more release on there for the okay, I'll just do one more for the shoulder. Okay. And then I'm going to pick on Jennifer, if you're still there. So, okay. So,
yes, I am.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm just going to do one more release emotion for you now, just for, you know, just give you a feel of it. So I'm asking what emotion is trapped, especially for shoulder pain right now, for Shay. Okay. I have betrayal, and this happened, you're now 37. At age 33, can you recall an experience of betrayal?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking you. We don't need to share the story, but can you recall an event that felt betrayal at age 33?
What is 833? I'm sorry.
Betrayal. Betrayal. That was the emotion that being, how do you describe betrayal? Someone that betraying?
Uh-huh.
You can recall that?
Yeah, it's just I was between my husband and me.
Oh, that's right. We don't need to know in detail. So I'm just going to release that one trapped emotion for you now, okay? Now take a few deep breaths into the shoulder and then your neck and your leg. So we're going to come back to that after I'm doing a few more, and then we're going to do a guiding you through a walk, a guided meditation, so you can all do together. So Jennifer, you say you're still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so Jennifer, how old are you, Jennifer?
41.
You're 41. Okay, so. Okay, all right. Your energy is a little bit out too, so that's okay. So you can do the same experiment. Say, my name is Jennifer. If you can stand up and just feet on the floor and say, my name is Jennifer, whoever, however you get called comfortably, just say, my name. So you is five times.
Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Out loud. My name is Jennifer. My name is Jennifer. My name is Jennifer. My name is Jennifer. I'm mostly leaning forward, like it'll sway forward and then back to center and then forward and back to center.
Forward and then back to center. So you're very slightly. Normally, you, when you are perfectly in line, you forward and you want to fall off. Like, okay, just say something like that. What is your favorite food? And just say that out loud. My name is Jennifer. I love blah, blah, blah.
Okay, my name is Jennifer. I love fruit. My name is Jennifer. I love fruit. My name is Jennifer. I love fruit. So, yeah, that goes forward more strong.
Oh, okay, that's good. Okay. So, okay, you're just borderline, so it's not bad at all. Because when you say, when you're just, but yeah, so I'm just doing a little quick switch before I even mention anything here. So, yeah, so just close your eyes for a few minutes. Just take a few, 5 breaths for me. Just breathe into your abdominal. Breathe in deeply and breathe out. Just do that for me. Just doing a little switch in my end. Yours is very gentle. So for you, you can say, my name is Jennifer, and you would feel the same experience as you love those fruits now.
What was the last part of that?
Like, I said,
yeah. Now I said, now you can say, my name is Jennifer, and you should feel the strong movement forward as if you were loving your fruit. You know how you, I was saying about
okay.
your fruit before? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
My name is Jennifer. My name is Jennifer.
Yes.
My name is Jennifer. Yeah, it's getting more stronger as I say it almost.
It's stronger, right? It's a different from the first time, right? So, okay, that's good. We're done with you. But let me see. Is there an area that I can look at for you that perhaps a relationship, work, any physical issues that I could just release an emotion for you?
Sure. I mean, the two things that come up, I mean, relationship space I'm definitely working on in general. I'm not in one right now. But also, I would say for me, finances has been crazy. I made a lot of money doing my hair business, but as I'm trying to switch into my spiritual purpose, because my family gets really uncomfortable with anything intuitive based on their religion, it's like I haven't been able to make any money at that very much yet. You know, it's like
yeah.
it's like as I switch more into my purpose, I have been having trouble making money where I didn't before. So anyway,
okay. Yeah, that's fine. So let me see. I'm going to do something different with you. Okay. So what I'm doing now, I'm reading your energy center. So we have the seven chakras. So the, yeah, so thank you for being vulnerable. So this is good, Shine. So the area of second chakras, which is the fun, pleasure, and creativity. So we are having a little issue there, and the imbalance is normally fear. Your heart center can do with some work on communication in the throat area. Okay, clear sense of purpose. Third eye. Okay, so out of seven, four of them have stagnation. For the sake of time, I'm not going to go through everything, but each area pretty much represents a part of our life of, you know, the different emotions that are felt, the connection, that kind of stuff. So I'm going to pick one of those areas to see the highest priority. I can do a just an emotion release right now for the sake of experimenting. So let me see. Okay, so your heart center. Your heart is a lot because it's like our second brain. So anything to do with attraction creates a lot of magnetic energy, right? So let me see, and you are 41. Is there some trapped emotion that I can release for Jennifer Hart now? Yeah, I can? Okay. So I have a good connection with Jennifer. Okay, that's very obvious. I have heartache. Okay, at age 34, can you recall an event that caused your heart to have an ache?
Age 34. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much when I started having, like, was ending a very dysfunctional, abusive relationship, and then it led to, within that year, like, a car accident that led to my awakening. So I would say that was kind of the tail end of, like, my intense drama and relationships that I had.
Okay, okay. So put your right hand on your heart right now and take a deep breath into that. So I think tonight we can do the I Am Love meditation. I think everyone can do with that tonight. So, so I'm just going to clear that emotions of heartache there for you right now. Take a deep breath in there for me. Good. You'll get more, after the meditation, you'll feel much more shifting. But feel that space in your heart right now. You feel a little lighter?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good. I'm going to see. Okay, so we could. We have another minute for another clearing for you, and then I'll, I guess, Carolyn, I hope you're still on.
Yes, I am.
Oh, good. So, yeah, just hang there. I'm going to do another clearing for Jennifer, and I'm going to get to you, right? So Jennifer, let's see, other emotion that's around the heart I can release right now. Okay. So I have grief came up. Okay, so same age, 33, and let me see if there's a pattern of grief for you, okay? Is there a pattern of grief, yeah? And 36 also, 22. So there seems to be a pattern of grief, age 33, 36, 22, 15. Those ring a bell?
Let's see. Yeah, I mean, I've had lots of different levels of types of grief, for sure. My grandma just died this week, so it's not surprising to me that this is all lit up. You know,
oh, good.
My grandma just passed. So it kind of triggers all the grief, but definitely, you know, my family childhood when I was young was hard, and I had different abusive relationships when I was younger. And so different things like that, I would say, more than anything.
Okay, yeah. So I'm going to, so just hold a hand and heart for a minute here. I'm just going to quickly release this for you. So take a few deep breaths in there. So we're releasing grief for ages 33 recently, 36, 22, and 15 for Jennifer right now. And we replace it with love and feel with joy. And peace. Take a few deep breaths in and out. Thank you. So just scan yourself for a minute and just open your eyes and look around. I know it's here is still light. Just see any color change around the room. Just have a look around, see if it's more clearer now.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like lighter. I feel like a little bit of tension, especially really south of the back of probably where my heart is in my back. And I think in general, I just feel like my energy's moving a little better. For sure, my healing energy's on. My hands are roasting hot as I'm touching my
skin. Oh, good. That's amazing. Yeah. So they're roasting hot in your hands right now. Okay, good. We activated something. So that's it's really good. Yeah, the whole session only takes up 60 minutes, but I just want to be able to show you how some of the simple work that we do can make a significance. So you're going to get more healing when we do the love meditation after. I'm going to moving over to Caroline. So, Caroline, can you tell me how old you are?
I'm 55.
All right, 55 young. And let me see. How is your name? Okay, you got your little fish here, too. So, okay. So you're not doing bad. The energy, you're sitting like 6 out of 10 right now. Is that correct?
My energy?
Mm-hmm.
6 out of 10?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would say that's about right.
Okay, yeah, that's where I'm feeling. So, yeah. So it is backwards. We can do exactly the same test. So you can feel it in yourself as well, what it's like to be out of line and be in line. So, yeah, so just you can sit right at the edge of the chair or you can stand up. Stand up is very evident more. And you can say, my name is Carol, however is a common most name that people call you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
My name is Carolyn. My name is Carolyn. My name is Carolyn.
And which way your body's swaying?
Forward.
Oh, good. Okay, so that's pretty good. How strong forward? Like very strong, like you're going to fall off?
pretty strong.
Okay, good, good. Okay, that's good. We're in line there. So now we can shift into, is there any particular area that you'd like for me to scan?
Yeah, relationships.
Okay, sure. All right.
I would really like to meet a great man and have a great romantic relationship.
Okay, let me see what's going on there. Where's the stagnation is for you? So I'm just going straight into the heart for you. There's other areas that is stagnant that we're not going to visit today, so there's no point me bringing it up for you. So, the heart, and is there a trapped emotion around there? Okay, so I have insecurity, and you are now at 55. So is this happening when you're 50, you're 40, 41, 42, 43 years old? Can you recall an event at 43?
43. It could be when I was 43, I was still married to my husband. And
yes.
It could be that at 43, that probably was when our marriage really started to go downhill.
Okay, yeah. So that's why I got the insecurity. Okay. Okay, I can release this one emotion. Okay, so take a deep breath. I'm going to clear this insecurity for you. Okay, so grief was also came up for you. Okay, age 43 also. So I'm going to go ahead and clear grief for you. Okay. So noticing your body, how are you feeling now? 10 is like, oh, it's fighting, and you're moving up a little bit.
I am. I'm feeling a little lighter. I can really feel that when you were walking Jennifer through it, I felt my third eye start to open, and I can really feel that that's open right now.
Yes, yes. It's good. That's wonderful. So I'm going to walk you through a meditation, and I want you to be alert. I'm going to just play a little song called There Is a Place. And as you hear the words, I want you to really reflect into your heart right now and just really listen to it. And it will end in like 4 minutes. And then I'm going to start doing a guided meditation on I Am Loved. So that's what I'm going to do that. So I'm going to play, so take a few deep breaths, just center yourself here and relax, close your eyes, and play a song here. Okay. Some mute button. Bye. For some reason, I guess the songs is not on audio. But anyway, there's always a reason for it, so I always trust. So for you, I'm going to walk you through a meditation. So pretty much sit comfortably loud now. Just with your body supported, gently close your eyes. Start focusing on your breath, noticing the coolness of the air, just where it enters the nose, Gently breathe into the mouth. And yeah, just do that for three count. Hold for a second and out. Do again, just breathe into your nose and out through your mouth, allowing your body and mind to relax. Imagine that you are at a quiet beach, just hearing the sound of the soft waves going back and forth, feeling the warmth and sun touching your face. See yourself getting more relaxed as you're gently laying down on the warm sand, feeling one with the soft sand and feeling relaxed, supportive and calm. As you lie here on the soft sand, just allow yourself to feel the nurturing that comes from the earth. Feel yourself at one with nature, knowing that everything you need comes to you when you need it. Feel how the gentle rhythm of your heart beats in time with all of the ocean sound, knowing that you are always loved and supported. I want you to imagine a golden light flowing down from the crown of your head. See it glowing down to your third eye, then to your throat, then to your heart. Seeing your heart expanding the golden light like a lotus, see it glowing and flowing throughout your body, cleansing and healing your body of all the hurt and upset, all anger, fear, worries, pain, and replacing it with the unconditional love from your own heart. Say to yourself, I am love and accept myself exactly as I am. I deserve love and I accept it now. I attract only loving, healthy relationships into my life. All my relationships are healthy, healed, and whole, and now experience abundance of love within my life. I am loved. I am whole. I am deserving. I attract the right relationship to my life. I'm feeling unconditional love. Say to yourself, may I be loved, and may all beings be loved. Feel the wonderful sense of belonging that from the part of all that is around you, and by allowing the love to flow from your own heart through your body, then extend it out to those around you. Knowing this love that flows through you is unlimited and abundant. Take a few deep breaths. When you are ready, bring your attention back to where you are now. Start to breath, breathe a little more deeply. Become more and more awake. Feeling relaxed, yet alert. Now open your eyes and take a few moments before returning to the rest of the evening. Thank you. Welcome back. Any thoughts on that? Anything that come up? Hello?
No, I didn't really have anything come up. It was very, very nice.
Oh, good. Yes. Yes, sometimes it's very
gentle. I mean, I didn't have anything negative come up. It just, everything, it felt really, really nice.
Yes, so that's really good because it's just, you know, that whole thing is just making me feel good. And, you know, just imagine just, you know, just affirming that to yourself. Every day we experience so much stuff that's going on and not allowing ourselves to stop for a 20-minute day just to get in touch with ourselves. So probably if you guys haven't already do any form of meditation, I would suggest mindfulness meditation. So I offer a few programs one-on-one, and I'm also setting up a group session, group coaching as well, that I'm offering. So you can, my website's still in the process, but let's connect and see how I can help you more in your business, your relationships. So as we start this, it's just amazing things start to happen. I have seen so much. I think some of the quickest I've seen is a young girl. She's like 28, and she was totally lost, have no idea what she wants for the business. All her life is about feeling anger and frustration, just with life in general. But, you know, she started a journey as well, but she still needs some clarity. So Beverly, after 2 sessions, I think, working with me, and then she called me up excitedly. It's wonderful hearing a voice of the awakening one, knowing what is really like to be in a state of being, you know, for the first time that she experienced it from the heart, not so much. She thought it was a concept, something she had to grasp, everything had to in her head, but realizing that, wow, you know, is this real? I can feel this now? But she was excited because she's actually feeling something. So she's also an empath, which they often experience a lot of stuff around them and didn't know how to deal with it. But from knowing that she's able to differentiate what is her own feelings and what those around her, and that I can help her facilitate into a great healer, because to utilize that is a gift instead of a curse, when some of these people have no idea how to use that gift. But, we have a few minutes for questions. I love questions, and if I can answer you now, otherwise, you know, we'll connect, we'll continue to so I'll talk to you more privately as well, and see if there's people that you know that I could help with this work and learn a bit about more what I do. But I'm very excited. I'm looking to launch my book. It has taken me since 2008, but it's finally going to go out. So I'm looking probably September. I'm very excited just to get it up and going. So it's about time. So of all my discoveries of everything that I help myself and my clients, it's amazing. So any questions I could answer? Hello?
No questions, but thank you so much. That was really wonderful.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate you. And, wish you all have a good night. And, let's connect. I'll connect with you and see if I, able to answer some more questions. So I appreciate all of you that's been on here. And, let's connect. And I'm doing another session like this Monday. If you know people that could benefit and learning more, please invite them. I appreciate all of you, and thank you. Have a wonderful night. Drink lots of water and just observe. This is just a little mini session, but it's enough to bring things up to detoxify and cleanse. So everything is good. It's all for good reason, so nothing that is abnormal. So I appreciate you coming on the call, and thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you, Hui.
Good night.